The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Ministries.
Solomon was saying, cry out for wisdom. Cry out for discernment. Cry out for understanding, because all of that comes from the Lord. It says in the New Testament that wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ Jesus. He's calling us to cry out so that he can then release it. God looks for someone on earth to impart his heart, to impart his desire, and he finds someone. So he puts that in their heart, and then they begin to intercede and release it to heaven, and it reaches heaven, and then God releases the answer. He tips the bowl of the prayer, and he begins to release the answer.
We're sure you've noticed what's been going on in our country lately. From racial disputes to shootings of civilians and police officers, our nation seems to be under assault. If ever there was a time that we needed God's wisdom, it is now. Are we people desperate enough to hear what God has to say during these difficult times for our country, or do we go it alone? Coming up on Sought Out Radio, we'll discuss the explosive times that we find ourselves in as a country and how we get the wisdom set on high to help us get through our times of trouble. That's coming up next, right here on Sought Out Radio. And we welcome you to Sought Out Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote, and we're joined once again by Sought Out Ministry leaders Herb and Bethany Marks and Diane Fink. She's on the advisory board at Sought Out. Hello, every one of you. Good day to you all.
Hey, good to be here.
Hello.
And thank you again, Sought Out listeners. We're so glad to have you back on the radio program with us. And today our radio program brings with it a little bit of a somber note as we really come in the shadow of some pretty startling events that have been happening around our country. And as we come to you, we've been having a discussion about how we bring the subject about things that have been happening not only around the world, but also in our country, not the least of which are the shootings that have recently occurred in Minnesota and Louisiana, and also in Texas, of course, with the five deaths of the police officers in Dallas. But not to be lost in any of that is that we're in the midst of a political season where we're having a presidential election like none other we've ever seen before in our history. We've got a transgender bathroom issue that has been thrust upon the nation to discuss and talk about and really debate the legitimacy of that topic. And then, of course, we know about the Brexit vote and how significant that was and how big of an event that was on the world stage, considering what it means for trade, what it means in Europe in general, and what it will mean for the UK, and what the spillover effect that that has on our own political election and on the people here, as people seem to be rising up around the world overall and speaking out about how they feel about government. So for us, the discussion has really been, with all of this turmoil, with all of this change going on, with this unprecedented presidential election like we've never seen before, where do we as Christians fit into all of this? And what should we do? What is our response to this? And should we push our voice in these matters? And how do we avoid judgment in this on those things that we don't agree with? Or, you know, where we agree with, how much should we say? So these are just a few of the things that we're talking about. And in the midst of all of this, this might cause some people to be feeling really uncertain. And for us, it's how do we turn this back to God and seek his wise counsel for all of these things that are going on around us, as not only as individuals, but some of us leaders, and as the complete and total body of Christ. So with that as our groundwork, as I now turn this over to Herb, and Herb, I want just you to bring in further context. You guys were praying at a recent leader meeting, and this and some of these things were coming up and coming into mind as God was speaking to you. And what is some key points to our prayer time on Friday and what you feel like God is saying for this time for the church today?
Mark, we had some lovely people join together Friday night, and in our ministry of Sought Out, people join every other week for the purpose of seeking God, and taken that time to be used by him to intercede on whatever he chooses. And we always pray for the home encounters that are coming as well. And we had a home encounter last night where on Friday previously to that, people gathered and we sought God together. It was in this meeting where the Lord began to bring an emphasis to us in our time of prayer that wisdom is incredibly important for our nation. And when you think of James chapter 3, starting in verse 13, there are two kinds of wisdom. And it says, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life and by deeds done in humility. That comes from wisdom. And as you mentioned, Mark, it sure seems that our country is in such turmoil right now, not only in America, but even what you mentioned with Brexit recently. And my wife was mentioning that there are maybe as many as five other nations that are considering a shift or a change. And our whole, the whole global theater seems to be in a turmoil, unsure of what's next. Nothing seems to be settled. And as we're praying Friday night, the emphasis of wisdom began to settle in, and God began to speak to us about the importance of His wisdom. In fact, that He was wanting to impart wisdom to whoever would ask of it. Especially in times like these, we need wisdom the most, far above anything else. And I even think of wisdom on a real simple definition. It's getting in behind God's eyes and seeing through His eyes. I mean, if you could picture that, the fact is that what does He see? What's His emphasis in His heart? What is He? I mean, obviously, God knows what works. Our country needs what works. And therefore, wisdom right now is at a paramount to bring her back into the mighty nation that she is called to be.
Well, even as believers, Herb, I think there is the need for wisdom in our leaders and our government leaders, certainly. But I think even as believers, we need the wisdom of the Lord, even in knowing how to pray for our nation in an effective way. I mean, we can pray according to our own knowledge, or we can pray according to God's divine wisdom. And so, as you said, it is critical to have His perspective on a situation so that we can hear His heart and hear His wisdom, even in the way that we pray. And certainly we're in a season where our nation desperately needs prayer. We as believers need to be storming the gates of heaven on behalf of not only our nation, but globally with everything that's going on in the world right now. And we need His wisdom even in knowing how to pray accurately and effectively.
I like that because I feel like we all have opinions and some of us will voice them more than others. But it's really what we do with our opinion and where we place it in the context of our relationship with God. Because it's easy to have an opinion and to share that opinion with people. That doesn't make it God.
To be in unison with what God is saying, to be in concert with what the will of God is, He's looking for men and women upon the earth that'll be in oneness of heart with Him, that as He releases the burden of the will of God, as He finds those who will be a voice for Him, He releases it to them. They intercede by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, wrestling, crying out, and taking a stand for what God has put on their hearts. Then I believe that intercession goes back to heaven, into God's presence, where He then takes it and sends it back to earth as done. And it's here when the saints are praying in unity and in oneness, and where the sound of the kingdom of God is released upon the earth, that destinies and even nations can be shifted. This kind of reality, I think hell works overtime to keep from the believer. I think that he keeps us lulled to sleep. And I think that just the youngness of the church, and I'm at the front of the line here, but in the youngness of the church, that we're still looking for ways for comfort. And I'm wondering if the days of comfort is quickly coming to an end. It's time, you know, to really lay hold of what God's heart is and be a son and a daughter that is representing God the Father upon the earth in intercession and in prayer. That's the biggie. The emphasis on Friday night, as I talked about it, is the fact that God's wanting to dole out wisdom for those mm-hmm. who will take it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's offering it. Yeah, it's being put out there. And I wonder if that wisdom isn't beginning to come into a vacuum, because nothing is working in our country right now. And people want answers.
I think wisdom is recognizing that ultimately God has all the answers, that ultimately God is the tipping point for our nation. And when we see that, we do humble ourselves, we do pray, but he also gave us dominion on the land. And I think if the church is silent about racial prejudice, if the church is not in the mix with a voice, then that is a lack of wisdom in and of itself. So where is that line between humbling ourselves and praying, but not being mute in walking out wisdom in these days? Because our opinions can cause just a lot of flack, just a lot of opinions thrown out there. So we do look to leaders to rise up and aim for results. And we need wisdom there too. I mean, we need to pray wisdom into all these layers. Prayer has to be the beginning, but we also need to resolve in ourselves, what are we going to do? What are our actions and our mindsets, our decisions going to be, whether it's for our children with the bathroom issue, or whether it's getting involved on a level that makes a difference in our neighborhood or our county. I think there too, we ask for wisdom. I think there's people that don't get involved because they don't pray and ask if they're a part of the solution. That's wisdom, right?
You know, in scripture, James 4:8, come near to God and he will come near to you. It really comes down to who he is. I mean, God himself. And there's nothing like being in a moment of his presence. And honey, you were talking about the importance of prayer, seeking God and his wisdom. And just a chapter prior, it talks about the kind of wisdom that is not from heaven. And it also then brings a description of the wisdom that is. We're experiencing, you know, all around us, disorder and evil practices, and it talks about selfish ambition and even jealousy or envy, and the factions that are creating fractures across America is that we don't have unity of heart in preferring one another, and it's gone to the major swing into hatred and now murder that's happening. We need to turn back to God. That's the key. Come near to God and he will come near to you. And it goes on to say what to do with that. And it says, purify your hearts and come away from double-mindedness and wash your hands, you sinners. Wow. So if God is all wise, the scripture represents him to be, there's something about the positioning of our hearts that we need to repent of. When I think of 2 Chronicles 17:18, Jehoshaphat agrees to help Ahab to secure a war in the fact of wanting to secure the borders and of their nation to keep it safe. But Ahab was a man who chose not to gain the wisdom of God. Jehoshaphat is prosperous in the place that he does. He has a relationship with God. So he goes to the king Ahab. Have you inquired of the Lord? He asks. Ahab's answer is stunning. And he says, well, there is one man of which we can inquire of the Lord. And here we have a king who's leading a nation, but not interested in the accurate truth of what God's opinion is. And Jehoshaphat begins to chide him, begins to adjust or correct Ahab in the fact that you should inquire of the Lord. When we look at that story, Ahab didn't want to know the voice of God, even though God had placed a prophet right under his nose, and Ahab had him behind bars. And I wonder how much of the time in our laziness and coldness before God that we're really not pursuing his wisdom, that we really find ourselves isolated from wisdom as if it were behind bars. It's here that our nation needs the wisdom of God again. He gave us something very interesting and frankly not of the norm Friday night. That would have never crossed my mind that he would take a counteraction to begin to release an increase of wisdom upon those who would listen. He's initiating it, and he's bypassing the administration, and he's going right to the tens of thousands of leaders that have spheres of influences, whether they be three people or 30 or 300. But what a way to saturate a nation by doing it that way. But I think it's an intervention of God. I think it's a miraculous thing, and I don't know how to communicate it. Nonetheless, wisdom is something that we got to have. And our nation's in trouble because we have selfish ambition and all of the other things that are not wisdom from above, when we need to repent. Meanwhile, God is getting ready to release miracles and even to the place of setting America up for the next move, where he's going to use the church, and she's got to be awakened to be ready to have answers for these unusual things that people will be responding to.
I mean, you know, one of the things, Herb, I think that we're in a real desperate place now for people who are willing to listen. Because it's like people are talking over one another. In the conflicts that were happening in the South, a lot of this is happening because you get the impression that people don't think that the other side listens or cares about what they're dealing with. And so we have this, you know, flyby situation occurring between groups of people. And I feel sometimes like we're just needing to be back in a posture of willing to listen, to nod and acknowledge where people are coming from, that it starts with something as basic as that. Because typically what people want to do is they want to engage and they want to debate, or they want to say, well, I believe. And so they have to impress upon the other party their own view. They debate. I think I heard Paul Ryan say recently that we disagree sometimes greatly in the process, but we're unified as Americans. And I think what we're all sensing right now, or is the tension right now, where we don't feel like we're all acting like Americans, that we're all of one country, that we've been separated and pulled into subgroups. And everybody's acting in his own interest, not in the interest of what's best for the nation.
Can I read Proverbs chapter 2? Because this is what it seems to me that we are calling people to cry out for the godly wisdom, for the wise counsel. And Solomon said, my son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly, and he guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity and every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you and understanding will keep you. It's a time to cry out to the Lord for his wisdom, his discernment, his understanding, because it's only through that that we will have the fear of the Lord, which really is the beginning of wisdom, and it comes full circle. Solomon was saying, cry out for wisdom. Cry out for discernment. Cry out for understanding, because all of that comes from the Lord. It says in the New Testament that wisdom and knowledge are hidden in Christ Jesus. He's calling us to cry out so that he can then release it. It's just what you said at the beginning, Herb. God looks for someone on earth to impart his heart, to impart his desire, and he finds someone. So he puts that in their heart, and then they begin to intercede and release it to heaven, and it reaches heaven, and then God releases the answer. He tips the bowl of the prayer, and he begins to release the answer in the earth. So it's for us to cry out for that wisdom that you saw being imparted.
Friday night, as we were praying, we saw this wisdom being imparted, and yet it was finding its way to people who were hungry for it, hungry for God's opinion, his wisdom, what would be his instruction, and laying down, you know, selfish ambitions of our own, envies, and you know, anything having to do with even a turmoil with another person in unforgiveness. We're laying those down and say, enough is enough.
One more thought that just went through my head, and maybe we don't need to say it, but too often we don't pursue the Lord for his wisdom. Instead, we allow the talking heads mm-hmm. on the local news shows to determine the wisdom that we're looking for in our world. You know, the newscasters, the pundits, the commentators. You know, in other words, we give over our right for the wisdom of God to the wisdom of man. But may it not dissipate the way 9/11 dissipated.
Exactly.
And we go back to life and business as usual.
9/11 faded, and now we moved into defiance. Mm-hmm. And defiance in our self-strength. And we reconstructed in our own strength. And there are several other buildings going up now that are going to be taller even still. And it took us to our knees. And for a moment, America was turning to her God. But she got up. And then in defiance, she's moving forward in self-sufficiency and self-strength.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Father, we come boldly to your throne of grace in this time of need on behalf of our nation and really, Lord, the nations of the world. We do cry out for wisdom, as you told Solomon to instruct us. We cry out for discernment. We cry out for understanding. We cry out for wisdom that is from above, not earthly wisdom, but your perspective, your viewpoint. Father, we lay aside our opinions, our perspectives, our understanding. We lean not unto our own understanding in the circumstances, but we lean unto you. And we thank you, Father, because it is an hour when you desire to pour out your wisdom. You desire to impart your wisdom from the very top office of our land, our president, to the Sunday school teacher who is teaching young children, and every level in between. God, we ask you to pour out your wisdom upon our nation and upon every leader in this nation. God, we specifically target our government leaders. God, we ask for an awakening to come to our government leaders. We ask for eyes to be opened, ears to be opened. God, we ask that the voice of heaven would begin to be heard in and through our government. God, let there come an awakening in this nation. an awakening once again of godliness, of righteousness, of truth, of true justice. God, we implore you today to have mercy on us as a people and as a nation, and let justice and righteousness reign once again in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, Diane. Friends, will you join us in prayer in the days and months ahead as we intercede for our nation? These are desperate times for our country, and we need to remain vigilant to pray for our country, our people, and our leaders, to do the right thing and to seek His face. Just a quick reminder, we have a lot of great events coming up this summer. We'll be hosting outdoor encounters in the warm weather, and we'll be on the North End and the East Side very soon. And in case you're curious about our meetings, they're very informal, and it's a worship and ministry time consisting of anywhere between 30 and 50 people. Come anytime you can. It's a powerful time of ministry. Well, I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today. For Herb and Bethany Marks and our special guest, Diane Fink, I'm Mark Grote. Be sure to join us again next week right here on Sought Out Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Radio, you can do that at isoughtout.com.